and laying down his basket, he sank into his chair once more. "May I have another cigar?" said he. "Thank you very much. I never smoke when I work, but I enjoy a chat much more when I am under the influence of tobacco. Now, as regards this young lady with whom you had this little adventure, what in the world has become of her?"
"She is at home with her own people."
"Oh, really?
In England?"
"Yes."
"What part of England? London?"
"No, Twickenham. You must excuse my curiosity, my dear Kennedy, and you must put it down to my ignorance of the world. No doubt it is quite a simple thing to persuade a young lady to go off with you for 3 weeks or so, and then to hand her over to her own family at, what did you call the place?"
"Twickenham."
"Oh, quite so, at Twickenham. But it is something so entirely outside my own experience that I cannot even imagine how you set about it. For example, if you had loved this girl, your love could hardly disappear in 3 weeks, so I presume that you could not have loved her at all. But if you do not love her, why should you make this great scandal which has damaged you and ruined her?" Kennedy looked moodily into the red eyes of the stove.
"That's a logical way of looking at it, certainly," said he. "Love is a big word, and it represents a good many different shades of feeling. I liked her, and...
Well, you say you've seen her. You know how charming she could look. But still, I am willing to admit, looking back, that I could never have really loved her."
"Then, my dear Kennedy, why did you do it?"